So I figure I just start recording anything. Like, even right now.
Are you,
I'm recording it now, yeah. We're on the air.
What about the background music?
it makes it more, like, natural when you just have, like, the conversation and it's, like, no big deal.
All right.
And it's totally natural. You pretty much just pretend that nothing's really being recorded, but...
And you're going to edit some of this stuff out?
Some of it, but it's pretty authentic. I usually just go with whatever's on the file. I'm actually going to be doing live broadcasts where, like, whatever gets said is automatically published, so I have no control. But that's, like,
so no swearing. Separate.
No, actually, I want the swearing.
You don't want the swearing.
I want the fuck, I want the shit.
Do you want the drama?
I want it all.
Okay, we can do the drama.
I think it's totally important. So, like, we're doing this whole...
Can you hear,
like,
me now?
Yeah. That's my next t-shirt. I'm like... Yeah, like, even, like, any little meetings, if I'm helping anyone, chances are somebody else could use that. And then it's good publicity for you. Because if you're, like, looking at your pierogi shop and you're trying to, like, promote it, if you can get into a different channel, like, for instance, we were mentioning this, like, food blog thing a couple weeks ago, right? Where
yeah.
we're gonna, where you should be, like, guest posting. Because that's, like, huge exposure. So that's where I'm, like, yeah. Like,
I've never even heard of that.
Guest posting where you, like... So you can Google it. I mean, it's so easy now. Just Google, like, the top 10 food blogs in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And then you just reach out to the editor and say, hey, I got a pierogi shop here. Check me out. And then you ask them if it would be okay if you write a story for them. So then, boom, automatically you get traffic from their food blog. Imagine how many people are checking out their blog, now they go to you. It's like a jackpot thing.
That's cool.
So that's why I'm, like, starting this Bali Founders Club thing.
And what's the date today?
May 1st.
Who are you?
No, I mean, it all goes into this thing, so people know that it's me already.
All right.
Because they've already seen, like, Trevor Carr's live, so they already know. And then in the description, actually the title itself, it'll have, like, all the different details. So somebody who's, like, downloading it would already know, but, yeah, like, in your case, Veronica Cave of Veronica's Gourmet Pierogies, you'd be, like, looking
You're
at
awesome.
Yeah, Veronica's Pierogies. You have to check it out in Alder Grove. It's pretty fantastic.
We were on the radio.
Well, yeah.
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. No, well, this is cool.
We were on the radio.
So how's that channel working out for you?
Well, what happened was...
I'm eating this donut.
I'm licking my fingers.
It's Nutella donut. Like Tim Hortons.
Yeah, there's a plug for Tim Hortons. Yeah, what happened was... this radio station, Z95, was doing the thing where they wanted to guess where you work. Mm. So one of the girls, Heather, she was like, I'm going to phone in. I'm like, yeah, sure, why don't you try it and see what happens. She got through. I've never seen anyone so excited my whole life.
Really?
She's jumping up and down. She's like, oh my gosh, she's talking to the DJ guy.
Mm.
And so he goes, okay. What is the most common thing that someone says coming into your business? And she goes, why am I forgetting this? What's fresh today? So he was trying to guess it, and he thought it was a fish, right? A fish company. And she's like, nope, keep going. So he gave up, and of course she says, oh, it's pierogies. So he started asking more questions. What do you mean pierogies? Well, you brought his gourmet pierogies out in Alder Grove, BC. We make fresh pierogies on Sundays, and he started asking questions, what type of pierogies, and she said the deluxe is the best, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we waited about half an hour after that, and she didn't come on. He had other people on there. Wasn't too impressed with that. 2 days later, they played it, but we didn't get the chance to hear it. So we were getting calls from clients saying, you won't believe this, but we heard you on the radio station.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and then on Sunday when we did Fresh Pierogi, the clients were coming in saying, hey, we heard you on the radio. That's pretty awesome. So that was a fun plug. That didn't cost us any money.
Wow. Wow. Mm. Radio's interesting. It's still, like, a popular thing for, like, advertisers to get on there. But now, like, if I'm looking at, like, podcasting, you can make it live, and then you can also make it permanent so that, like, it lives on forever. And I kind of like that. And then, like, with audio, you can pretty much listen to it anywhere. People will download the subscription to this and then check out this pierogi shop because they're interested in, like, oh, how to market their food company. So then they would actually subscribe and download this episode and they'd want to listen to it because they're, like, foodies and they're trying to run a food business. Yeah.
Thank God we're in Tim Hortons eating donuts.
I know. The most random things, though. I've seen guys from, like they do business podcasts and they're just, like, they're just randomly in this, like, nightclub and they start recording a conversation.
Oh my God.
And then it becomes, like, a huge hit because they're just, it's so authentic. And I guess people, like, they want that story.
So how do we get more people involved in this? What do we do? How do we get people to join this club?
This club, you pretty much can just, like, reach out to, like, LinkedIn people that you're connected to and be like, oh, you're in the Valley? Check out this group. Also, probably should have a better place, like, White Spot.
Something a little quieter.
Yeah, something like with a table. Big table.
Big round table.
Yeah. And then that way, like, you go around the table and then people can address their issues. Like, ideally, we look at the struggles that a business is having.
Yeah.
And we, like, we tackle it head on. So if there's, like, a particular struggle you're going through, you bring it up and we tackle it. And ideally it's no more than an hour, so we have to go pretty quick.
Yeah, and, so give it each person a certain time limit.
Yeah.
Maybe do that.
Pretty much.
Because it'd be kind of fun to have different sectors of different types of businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, such as yourself on an online business,
yeah.
Myself in the food industry. I mean, there could be manufacturers of different sorts.
Yeah, definitely. People from differing areas. I mean, it doesn't even have to be that big of a group, because you can have as small as 2 people in the group, upwards of like 10 to 15. Once it gets too big, then it's almost impossible to have a real conversation. But, you know, you pick and choose maybe the 5 people and you kind of build it up from there. And then if it becomes too big, you can have, like, different days. You have, like, mid-month. You have, a section just for this, especially if it's really diverse. There's a lot of people.
It would be nice to have people come in with their own experience, especially, like, guests. And talk about, like, human resources, or I know for us, you know, I honestly don't know how to hire people. I really don't. You know, if you've got a good smile and I've got, you know, a good feeling about you, I don't ask too many questions. Here's an apron, let's get started. That's not always the best.
That's interesting, because, like, back when I was working at A&A, like, the way that we would hire was we look at top grading. So, like, we'd go through people based on our core values, based on, you know, are they a fit for the...
for the company.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
For the company. Not so much the role, because people can be taught to learn anything. Like, it's really not that difficult. So, we look at their core values. Do they align with ours?
Yeah.
So, you kind of have to look at your pierogi shop and say, okay, what are my values? If, like, the smile is your value, okay, then that's, like, an automatic thing. So when you make eye contact with somebody, do they smile back? Yes or no? You could probably hire and fire just based on
just that
one really quick,
basic.
You could probably cut down your hiring time by, like, big time. You just be like,
you got a good smile, you're hired.
Come on.
Get those teeth whitened.
You can have the shortest interviews in the world. And then come
I
in
do.
Like,
I totally do.
Oh, she doesn't smile. Bye.
It's funny.
You don't even have to say a single word. You just body.
Well, it's funny because one of the staff members, she had a friend that wanted to apply with us. And she goes, well, what do you look for? And I said, as long as you smile and you're happy and you know, you're willing to take direction, I'll get you an apron, let's get you in.
Nice.
So far, so good. Yeah, but, you know, when you start growing, things change too, okay? So, I don't know. But that's a good one.
You know, this...
So how are you going to hire? What are you looking for?
I don't want to hire anyone.
What are you going to do?
It's like a one-man show. It is a one-man show. I'm literally, like, running. I have, like, four different projects that I'm trying to work on at the same time, which is great. Like, I have a difficulty focusing on one thing. So
you gotta focus on one thing.
Yeah.
Trevor.
Well, unless you devote 16 hours, then you can, you know, divide
so
it 8 here.
What time do you get up and what time do you finish?
Well, as long as I don't have any roadblocks or anything, it's 6 a.m. So I have like a workout routine, and I'm pretty much up at 6 a.m. Yeah.
Wow.
Start off with the yoga, and then I don't get right to it. I need to spend that first hour of not being on a screen so much. So
do you find yourself on the computer quite a bit?
It is a lot. So that's the challenge. And that's why things like the podcasting, it's kind of nice, because, you know, that takes up a very small chunk of time. Like, it doesn't take much to record what I'm doing. And then I can have that as a separate segment. The intent is that that kind of goes into this whole business coaching down the road. Because I'm pretty much documenting my journey, right? So, like, my business journey is really the clothing company.
And the meaning behind it, which is important.
Exactly. But also the struggles I go through trying to grow it. I'm like, okay, instead of just trying to grow it, why don't I document this? Because somebody else out there is going to find some value in my struggles. So I figure I should publish this.
So what's your struggle right now?
Sales? Isn't that always the struggle?
So how many sales so far? Be honest.
I mean, you're looking at... It's about 300 US.
Oh, not bad. So
I mean, it's okay because you're starting
out. Is it paying
the
mortgage?
Luckily, I've got the cushion. That's the thing. If somebody's going to start a business, they better have a huge cushion. I have a cushion that I'm really grateful for, so I don't have to worry too much for at least a year. But, yeah, I knew going in that there's going to be a lot of pain and struggle because... selling t-shirts is a very challenging thing. I decided to choose one of the most challenging business ideas.
But you know what I really like about what you've got? Like the pineapple tube, right? And the pineapple socks and creating something that, you know, someone has
different.
An idea. And you seem to go along with it. You don't have a problem with it. You're very easygoing about it. And obviously you're dealing with a good manufacturing company that's willing to go ahead and do these one-offs, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that. It's going to be fun for you.
It's creating the awareness. And there's a lot of pieces that have to happen. Like what we're doing now is like a content piece, which can help kind of feed more traffic to the site. Because pretty much the entire thing is online. Like, there isn't really, it's not a lucrative business if I decide to take it offline, because I need to get people looking at the website. Like, that's really the primary thing.
Yeah, how do you do that?
There's a lot of things.
How do you do that?
What I need to focus on is the Instagram advertising, because I publish on Instagram every single day.
I know, I saw it. Every day I see
you
something
see
from you, and it's like, there he goes again.
The reason why you're seeing it is because...
I'm going to look at my phone right now and see what you put.
You probably don't have a...
Where's my glasses?
If you've only got, like, I don't know, like 20 or 30 followers, then
how do you
like, you'll only see... Because, like, a lot of people usually have 100 or 200, so they wouldn't see me at the top of their feed.
Right. Kinda... So you gotta make it.
But the best practice is that you're publishing daily.
When do you publish? What time of the day?
Before, I looked at analytics. So Instagram's really fascinating. If you
ever... there you are. You got 32 likes. Are you amped?
I'm amped.
Amp up your day, make some noise, and be different.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm always trying to be positive, right? The yellow is actually the big brand identifier. Like, I'm really pushing the yellow.
I see that.
Because it's all about happiness.
Slay, what's slay?
I just thought I'd get fancy. You see how the S is somewhat cut off?
Yeah, why is that?
Slay fancy. Just because, like, I thought I'd make it different. Actually, you can take one letter and adjust it, and then the design is very unique that way.
Huh.
But Yeah, it's like when you're cutting something, right? Slay.
But, oh, I get it.
A lot of people are using slay, like hashtag slay, as like this thing to like conquer your day kind of thing.
Right.
So that's why I went with slay.
You got some people commenting on that, eh?
People are commenting. I mean, it's a start, right? It's a start. Instagram is very fascinating though, and it's a visual platform that I recommend.
Really?
Like for instance, like for you, I mean, it depends on what your market is. Like, if you got a younger crowd buying your product, then Instagram's great. But if your crowd is more in, like...
The older...
Then it's probably not going to be for you.
You know what really works for me is Facebook.
Yeah,
I have to say. Facebook really works for us. I mean, we do a sponsored ad. It costs about $100 a week.
Oh, yeah.
But the kickback behind that is a lot of new business, a lot of new clients that come in. Usually, you know, we ask the question, how did you hear about us? And I would say about 75% is Facebook. Not very much through Instagram. Mind you, I don't know how to use Instagram properly, but of course we got a young group of girls that work for us too. And, you know, I kind of trust what they put on Instagram to help out. I mean, my numbers aren't up there like, you know, like you said, it's a different group of people. But, yeah, Facebook works for me. I guess it all depends what you're after.
Uh-huh.
Trying to draw more to our website. Got to do the Google Analytics on that, which is interesting. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
I just found that recently.
Oh, yeah. You can find out the like who's, what the best sources are, right? And you can tailor your advertising to that file.
But you have a website now, right?
I do.
And how's that going?
I mean, the website is super slick. I absolutely love the design. The problem is people are not converting into actual customers. And that's where...
So you're getting more responses of people saying, well, that's great, but where's the business? Where's the money?
Exactly. And the thing is, that's the struggle. And it's no different from, like, Facebook. You have to spend money on, you know, the ad. And then hopefully they come in and they buy.
What about internationally? Anybody outside of the lower mainland?
Well, that's the thing. I have to target the U.S. market because the pricing is way better for them. Canadians, unfortunately, this is not the kind of business. Like, Canadians are screwed when it comes to any products that have to ship. So I pretty much have to say no to Canadians. Like, for instance, you getting $16 customs fee, I can't control that. Mercy got some fees as well.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like...
How did that happen?
Because unfortunately...
Good thing I'm a guinea pig to you.
Well, unfortunately...
Good thing you bought me this tea and this bagel.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trevor.
And I think we got you the... we got you extra clothing as well.
Yeah, of course.
As long as the second...
And I'm going to make sure that's well used when we go to Iceland, and I can't wait.
Go for it, yeah. Just use it. I know, it's a challenge, because I can't get rid of the customs fee.
You can't help that.
No. Yeah. It's just not possible.
Yeah, it just happens. It just happens.
So I'm like...
So how are you going to focus into the U.S. then?
Well, you just target. You target whoever you really want to go after. Like, I released the Justin Bieber shirt. So the Justin Bieber shirt is great in, like, L.A., New York, like, the top, you know, music places or maybe, like, you know, really into pop culture. So I went after those areas, but I never got any bites. That being said, I only spent $10 on advertising to kind of tweak it, see what kind of action I get.
Did you put it on Instagram yet?
It's on Instagram, the baby.
Oh, is that what you did? Where is it? I'm going to find it.
The thing is, it's challenging because...
And you were in the paper. I love that.
Yeah, I got to get...
Oh, my gosh.
It's all about PR and just trying to see what works. Actually, when the newspaper went out...
There I am.
I got, like, 250 views on
really?
The website, like, within a day. Like, great exposure is getting on, like, a publication.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, it's a start.
So what other papers can you get into?
Amplifying it. There's so many. I'm actually reaching out to t-shirt magazines. very specific, targeted.
This is my favorite. The Keep Right.
Keep Right.
I really like that.
I think that's cute.
There's a really good meaning behind that. I think that's awesome. I like that a lot. Yeah, wow. You got some good sayings in here.
The designs, I think the designs are great. It's just getting that awareness, which takes some time. Actually, I expected it to be.
That was my absolutely favorite.
So much that you got one.
Oh,
I see. Interesting.
Oh, shit. I haven't seen Cliff wear it yet, so I'm going to have to work on that.
He doesn't wear t-shirts at work.
I know, but I want to see a picture of it. That was the best. That was fun.
Yeah. But I'm fascinated by figuring out the struggle, you know? Like, figuring out, okay, here's the roadblock, I have to get through it. Speaking of Justin Bieber, he's on right now. Playing right now.
You hear that, Justin Bieber? Yeah. Baby, baby? Yeah. Get on it. Help Trevor out. He needs help.
Well, I realize this is going to be like a 3 to 6 month project, but that's okay. It's experimenting and like getting into e-commerce. It's a challenge. You have to hustle pretty much every day. And I realize I have to.
And you don't get paid by the hour. You get paid by the customer.
Yeah, the customer is the decision maker. And I realize Canadians are going to be unhappy trying to buy from me. So I'm like, I got to take this to the U.S. and like focus very specifically on some of the U.S. things. So that's it's a market challenge, but.
But you're good at it. I know you're going to get through it.
I'm going to.
What are some of your ideas? How are you going to figure that one out?
Testing out the Instagram, getting more involved on Instagram. Like,
how do you get more involved? Well, are you going to do this every day?
I spend a ton of time. I spend a ton of time on Instagram, and I feel like I know a lot about it. Like, I could actually be doing a course on Instagram. I could sit down with a business and literally like coach them for a couple hours. Here's how you do it. Like, for instance, your girls, if they're on Instagram, just because like the teens know how to use Instagram doesn't mean they really know how
to use it.
And that's where you really have to look at the business.
That's interesting.
Because every time you post the photo, is there a call to action? Are you strategically using the right hashtags? Hashtags will actually get more customers to you. So there's a science behind Instagram. It's really fascinating. I haven't really gone into Snapchat because Snapchat is... I feel like it's being replicated by Instagram and Facebook because there's like stories. You can do like stories. And for me, I like Instagram the most. I just have to like, I pretty much have to just use Instagram and then share the posts on Facebook.
Oh, interesting. See, I use Facebook and I share my Facebook onto my Instagram.
How does that?
Well, don't ask me how I did it, but when I do a sponsor, I pay it for an ad.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a tick that says,
you can add it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it also shows up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, that works. It works okay, but Instagram has a different setup for the letters and that, like the hashtags are different.
What kind of hashtags structure. Are you using?
I have like t-shirts of Instagram, Happy Tea Day. It's like very strategic, like all related to the t-shirts. And then I also have hashtag mental health, hashtag young people.
What about getting into retail, like into a store? Have you thought about that?
I did. I have a list of the top 10 retailers in the U.S.
Yeah.
And I was going to reach out to them. Like, we're looking at like Macy's, Nordstrom Rack, because that's like the discount part of Nordstrom,
yeah.
So they'd probably be more aligned with what I'm doing. There's some places down in like Tennessee, and I'm thinking, do I want to give them a huge shipment of product and then hope that it all sells? Because it's actually a good way to really explode.
Yeah.
You get into the retailer, then you're set. That being said, you have to really know what you're doing if you go in that direction. It's a scary world. You set up like a purchase order and then you have to give them like a, well actually, it doesn't hurt. It's another channel, right? It's another way to explore.
You can go into so many different directions. That's interesting.
Because I want to own Instagram, but then I also want to connect with, once I'm done connecting with the t-shirt blogs, which have tons of traffic, because if I get a link on their site, it goes back to mine. It's no different from, you know, connecting to food bloggers and getting your pierogies online. It's just more traffic to your site. Once I'm done with that, there's like influencers. So you like go on YouTube and reach out to
influencers. Have you done YouTube yet?
Well, I'm building out some of the like the podcasts in YouTube. So you can actually like kind of feed it all in there. So there's an avenue. I have 3 YouTube videos that are specific to Cars Clothing Company.
Huh.
Like they're all
are they
like
published
I created
yet?
Them. Oh yeah, they're probably they're on YouTube. Yeah.
What do you have it listed as? Just Cars?
It's under Cars.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Actually, you go to cars.co. My video is like a couple lines down. When you scroll down on the main page, you can actually watch the mental health video that I created. It's just a fun little, it's like a 30-second ad.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's not too long. I have like 3 of those. And yeah, I think it's a good start to create that kind of content.
Huh.
It's just YouTube. If you're gonna do videos, it takes a lot of time, like, because you have to edit the video. There's like a ton of stuff
involved. But you're so creative.
It takes a lot of time. If you're gonna go that direction, you have to literally own YouTube. So you have to kind of choose, like, okay, where do you want to go? You want to do Instagram, Facebook, YouTube? Because if you're the one man show, you have to maximize your time. But yeah, it's fascinating.
Sound like you're really busy.
There's like many different.
No wonder you're not sure what direction to go into because you're trying everything out.
Well, I have to experiment, and then I have to experiment with all the different channels because I think that's what you need to do when you're starting out. See what works, and then because with marketing, that's what it is. It's like testing, and even if you fail.
How long do you give it a chance though? Like, where do you see where it's?
I give it a pretty big chance. Like Instagram. I'm giving Instagram quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build
my followers.
Because
you have a feel that it's going to... Because it's for a young group of people too, right?
Yes.
And that's a good target.
It is. But it's also devoting a lot of time every day to it. And that's what I have to do. That's pretty much what you have to do. You can literally, though, you can build the business on your bed without ever leaving the house. You literally can do that.
You need to get out.
I still get out. I go for the walks. I go for runs.
Oh my God.
I do the exercise. But I'm telling like
But you need other people to talk to.
Exactly. But any entrepreneur, it's crazy though. I feel great because I'm like, I'm eating healthy, minus the donut. I'm eating really healthy and like I'm exercising. So I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
And it's the only way anyone could do it. If people are like sitting around on their bed, not doing anything, then that's a problem. But if you're actively like, you're determined, you have a design purpose behind what you're doing, then
I just got a text. I can see who loves me.
Somebody's popular.
Yeah, right. I only got one friend. Oh, I got 2 friends.
But enough about me, though.
Oh,
It's all about any of the struggles you're going through. And then, you know, because you're talking about the kids, and actually, I was going to mention this to you. If you got the kids working at your shop, it's perfect. You get them on social media and you train them. Like that's part of the training piece.
Yes.
It's like you actually schedule time for them to learn social media because then they become your social media people and they love it.
They do. And you know what? They're my best. They did a boomerang thing about pitching a pierogi. It actually put it on Instagram. I think everyone watched it. There was hundreds of people that watched it. We got a lot of good feedback on it. It was pretty
good idea.
But I couldn't get it on Facebook. I couldn't transfer it over to Facebook.
If they publish it on through there and then they don't have it saved.
So which is unfortunate. But
they lose it.
But they take, of course, this phone. Any phone takes really good pictures. Like, all our pictures are done through just doing this, and, you know, they make it work, and it looks really good. Kids are creative.
Yeah.
They're so creative.
Definitely.
You gotta get some...
Get some kids.
Yeah. They will.
13-year-olds.
They will give you ideas like crazy.
It's true. I mean, I should probably be going to like high schools. I speak to them about entrepreneurship, and they give me a bunch of ideas afterwards.
Yeah, you know what? There's probably a lot of people out there, a lot of kids, such as myself. When I was very, very young, not even realizing it, I was, you know, an entrepreneur. I had all these ideas.
Yeah.
Mind you, I have dyslexia as well.
Mm.
I didn't learn very well in school because I had a tough time trying to learn.
Yeah.
Reading was very hard for me. Mm. Math was very hard for me. But I tell you, I can do everything else. I was a seamstress. I could sew like you wouldn't believe. I could cook. I can do everything else like that. But the ideas, lots and lots of ideas.
I believe it's like figuring out your strengths.
Yeah.
And then not worrying about the things that are like the shortcomings. Because like you can spend a ton of time working on your weaknesses, but then you'll never excel. So like the seamstress thing, if you focus on that, or you know, if you're good with your hands, then you own that area. Then
and
you're
sometimes you have to do. I've had other businesses in the past, but you find something that works.
Yeah.
You always find something that works.
Yeah, definitely.
And especially with the pierogi business, this works.
Yeah.
This really was definitely something interesting that happened. Because I had a small, when my kids were smaller, I made all their clothes, and I called it Cave Kids Clothing.
Oh.
Yeah, I did outdoor gear. Yeah, I use a recycled clothing from thrift shops, because, you know, we didn't have much money back then, and kids grow really quickly, so I would go to the thrift shop, buy used jeans and jackets, and I would convert them into little pants for two-year-olds and three-year-olds. Both Logan and Hillary were always my models, right? They were always trying them out. I would fit them up. They had leather pants. They had, like, really nice stuff. Little jean jackets, all that sort of thing. But I just didn't know where to go next. I would sell to consignment stores. Did really well in that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But then the kids get older.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what direction. Plus working full time was tough too. It was very, very tough. And then I started another, that I kind of let that go a little bit, and I got into Intense, which is INTENZ. It was a doll tent that was customized. Back then the Barbies and G.I. Joes were quite popular. So I did camouflage tents and that, and it was doing really, really quite well. But I couldn't find a manufacturer that could take on making these tents for me, because I was going to go really big. But I don't have I have the ideas, but I don't know how to push it into making it bigger, like a business type of thing. So when the pierogi thing came up, after my grandparents had passed on, I think it just grew on its own.
Oh, it was probably partly you. I mean,
well,
it was mostly you.
It was mostly
you. I mean, the business doesn't just like sit there and then start growing.
No,
it's usually hard work.
It is.
Yeah.
It is hard
Actually,
work.
It's always hard work. It's always hard work that gets.
But you find something that works for you. And I think a lot of people, they try different things over and over again. But in the end, you know, like yourself, right? I don't know if you've tried other businesses or tried, you know, to make it work. But once you find something,
You gotta lock it in.
You lock it in and you focus on it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And while you're young, I mean, what you did while you were young, trying.
You're
out,
learning.
Exactly.
You're learning.
And that's important, because a lot of people have the idea in their head. And like the fact that I started the clothing company, that was like, I should get you a napkin. There are no more napkins. It's a paperless company. I mean, this is the kids today. The kids today aren't actually trying anything. It lives in their head. And I have a lot of people that come to me and they're like, oh, Trev, you should do this. Trev, you should do this. Trev, you should do this. Those are the people that. They have the great ideas, and I'm thinking, yes, how can we get you to do it as, like, because I know that they have that desire in their heads to be entrepreneurial. because like a lot of people can do it now so much easier, and I feel like
that's another thing too, because back when I was trying different types of businesses or ideas, I didn't have the same technology as we did now.
Yeah.
I had a dot makes printer. Yeah. Right? Like, we didn't have the internet. I had no way of searching. I'd go through phone books.
Yeah.
Right? Or magazines.
Now it's Google.
Yeah. Now it's Google. And you just didn't have the same way of connecting with people. There was no Facebook.
No.
No Instagram. You couldn't take pictures with a phone. No. I had to take pictures with a camera and get it developed, and it took me a week later to get it.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of changes.
There has, yeah. It's opened up. It's a great era to live in if you want to, you know, go out on your own.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a pierogi pizza like a week ago. I'm thinking, have you targeted these pizza shops, like, and supplied them with your pierogies? Because I'm thinking they're making the pierogies, but like that could be you giving them your pierogies.
Well, this is
pierogi pizza's huge. Boston Pizza's got a pierogi pizza. I'm like, that should be like a Veronica's pierogi pizza. That's what it should be.
Well, we are...
Maybe, I don't know, maybe that's extreme, but I'm eating the pierogi pizza, and I'm like, this should be Veronica's pierogi. Because now you've just scaled. You imagine you got the pierogi as the distribution to all these pizza
places. Well, we do have a pierogi pizza. A pizza pierogi.
And you sell it yourself.
Yes, we do. We made it. Yeah. It was Logan that actually asked us to make a pizza pierogi.
Nice.
And it took us, I guess, about 3 months to figure it out. And once we figured it out, we got it. And now we're customizing for a couple of places. And part of it is a turkey pierogi that we're doing, like with cranberry sauce and other ingredients, along with organic and GMO-free turkeys. That will be coming out in September. Breakfast pierogi is another one. Mind you, it took us a long time to get where we are. We've got 3 contracts that are coming up, which will be in September. We're expanding. We're taking out the wall from our shop into the next door shop. Another 950 square feet. Unfortunately, we can't get the door open because we messed up the locks. We had a locksmith. We've been locked out of our own place for 3 days now.
Building won't open.
No one can get into that building. At least we know it's, it's proof of no theft.
Wow.
Yeah.
See.
And it's actually, and then, you know, it's funny because the staff, and they're all quite young, they're very, very excited about it. It's nice to see them growing with us.
Yeah.
And the staff that we have are university students. You know, that connection really helps too, because they have some really good ideas.
Yeah.
And they want to stay with us. We always look after them.
Oh, that's good.
If they're hungry, they can have pierogies, or team building. We do team building. Of course. It's kind of fun.
It's a good. You've got a huge like group of people that can be your army.
Yeah.
They can be your marketing army.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And it's leveraging that. But you're already doing it with Instagram. It's how you take it another step further.
Yeah, that Instagram. I gotta figure it out.
It's probably more educating though. You just have to educate them. Because I feel like your people are the most important asset.
Yes.
If you've got a business
and you gotta look after your people.
If they're just there cooking the pierogies, then that means you're not training them, you're not educating them, you're not developing them. They'll either leave or they will become disengaged.
Yeah.
So you wanna give them some of the tools. And like, these kids are on social media. Like, if they're not tweeting about you, they're tweeting about themselves. It's like, what would you rather them be doing?
Yeah.
It's like, might as well have them talk about your company.
Yeah.
And that's the way you want to do it. Because otherwise they're spending time and it's not helping your business. But, yeah, it's a good idea. Any other struggles you're going through?
Any struggles? Oh, shit.
Throw it at you.
I'm not sure what size freezer to get. That's where I'm
stuck. Those are the good struggles. Figuring out Because when you're trying to grow, it's trying to grow without damaging yourself.
I don't know.
It seems like it's just hiring the people.
Yeah, that's my biggest struggle, is hiring the people. Getting staff that care, that fit, you know, that you can trust. Right now, we've got a really good group of people.
But how do you scale? So you're expanding into the other part of that building, but how do you expand beyond that? Are you like selling the products by, like you've got it in grocery stores, you mentioned.
Well, we're in, we got the contract through 3 different stores right now. Mm. The most that we have for what we're having a challenge with is labels. You know, pricing. We always price out. Getting the nutrition labels, it's taken me almost 8 months to put together. Mind you, working full time doesn't help either, but you know, slow and steady is always what I think.
I mean, at what point do you say, okay, I want this product in all the grocery stores?
See, I don't want to go that route.
You don't want to go?
I don't want to go into the route of going into the bigger store. I want to be able to focus and stay controlled on our product, because having a good quality product versus the massive product, you know, you don't want to lose that control. Staying into like the smaller places, like the delis, like something that's specialized that you really can't get anywhere else, because you can go to a grocery store and you know you've got so many different selections. Why not have someone that's going to carry specifically your brand? Right? And we've had a lot of people approach us for that. And also customizing, just like your shirts.
Yeah.
People coming to you saying, hey, can you customize a shirt for me? We do the same. We can customize anything. And we have come across a lot of different types of customizing. And the good thing about that, too, is trusting and listening to your clients. When they ask for something, and if it works, we name it after them. Like, we've got a Wayne special, and it's named after this fellow who wanted a curry beef pierogi. And it's actually really quite popular. It's not on our menu just yet, but since we have made it, and we joke around and say, hey, we got a couple of Wayne specials, and people ask what's in it, it's actually gotten really popular, where we're going to have to put it onto the menu. And it's just word of mouth. That's all it is, because one person bought it and said, hey, if you go do, you know, Veronica's Gourmet Pierogies, you can ask for the Wayne special or get them to make it for you. So, yeah, it's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, yeah, that's for Wayne. And then this one guy phoned in. Get this. This one guy calls in. And he goes, hey, can you, you know, because we name these pierogies after people, can you make me a pierogi? And I said, okay, what kind of pierogi do you want? And he wants, like, a double cheeseburger pierogi. Yeah, I can do that. And I said, well, you know, what name is it under? And he goes, Dan. I'm like, oh, my God, we can call it the Dan pierogi. Like, D-A-N. The Dan pierogi. Can I get a Dan pierogi? Huh?
Yeah, I like
what
it.
What do you think of that? That was the best thing ever.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
That's great. Oh, I love it. I love it. It's the character, right?
Yeah.
It's the character behind the brand. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So what's next, Trevor? What are we going to do?
Well, the next step is growing this club.
So how are we going to make it? How are we going to do it? Are we going to put it on Instagram? Are we going to put it on Facebook? I know you got on Facebook and you changed it from public, or no, from private to public.
Private to public, yeah, I made some tweaks.
So
yeah,
what made you do that? Because at first I'm like, public? How? No, private. How's people going to know about that?
People wouldn't know about
it. Just, I mean, you and me.
They can click on
it. Oh, at Tim Hortons.
They won't see any details. Yeah, I had to keep it private because I had to, like, update it. I designed the logo, too, and then it's like, yeah, I had to keep it. Because then there were going to be a lot of updates that would show up. So if it was public, I figured people might have received a bunch of updates at once or something. But yeah, now it's public. The idea is to reach out to a few people.
So you know, I was thinking on Facebook, is spend a little money on the advertisement, like maybe $10, and do a geographic where you can put keywords and submit it out there and see who will see it and respond to it. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The question is, do you charge to attend? Probably not.
I'm gonna say for now, I think it's best just to help people, because when you start a new business, who has that extra money?
Yeah.
I don't.
That's true.
Do you? No. Oh yeah, you got the cushion. You're making $300 in sales.
It's not exactly the best. It's not the best start. It's one of those things that you have to like ramp up. A lot of it is just hard work, and then if you're determined and you're focused, then it comes. Although if people aren't buying your product, then yes, you have to eventually say,
"Is this
time to pivot or adjust or re-examine the niche or figure out where the next move will
so
be."
By this time next month, what do you think is going to happen?
Well. So I gave myself 3 months. So I started March 7th, so we're April 7th, so we're almost May 7th. So that means I have until June 7th to really like kind of amp it up a bit.
So have you got yourself a little goal, a KPI?
I've got some KPIs.
Yeah.
Although they're like September KPIs, which is a little too far out. So I have to re-examine them. But I have some goals that I have to reach for the end of the month.
What happens if you reach your goal? What do you treat yourself to?
Another goal that's harder. Maybe a donut. What do I treat myself to? Maybe a new couch.
Yeah,
because I don't
need
have
one.
Any couch in there. I was saying that I need a couch.
Are you really going to get a couch?
I think I'll need a couch eventually. I don't have any stuff though, because I have to actually earn this stuff before I go and buy it.
Oh.
So it could be a while. Yeah. I feel like, oh, I can't get that until I like, you know, I make that much in sales, and then maybe I can justify it. But even then, if I get a bunch of sales, I have to reinvest it into the business. So.
That's something, you know what? That's something we had to do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want to spend money on furniture.
No. Stick with investing into
just
the business.
Sit on the table and chairs, and that's good enough. Sit in my bed if I have to. Yeah. But it's interesting because, I mean, the brand that I created, it's a happy lifestyle brand. So I just have to push the brand and pretty much just market the heck out of it by engaging with people in the U.S. Advertising is an interesting one because I don't think the business has to depend entirely on advertising. I spent money on like Facebook likes so I could get to 100, because 100 perceptually looks good. But
how many likes do you have now?
I don't know, I've got like 106, which is okay.
Oh, so you made it. So you, do you have a goal for how many likes you want to get?
Well, then I'm thinking like the 50 likes that I bought, like majority of those people might be spam.
Because
that's how Facebook gets.
How do you buy these likes?
How do you get past that? Well, you pay for the advertising. Like, you pay an ad, and it'll say, like your page. So then they'll click on that. And then they say you can get anywhere from 7 to 40 likes per day. I did a one-week ad, and I averaged 7 per day, the absolute lowest. I'm like, okay, Facebook.
But these aren't real people, though, right?
Some of them are real. And I did target just, like, U.S., so... Yeah, I mean, some of them are real, but a lot of them are, like, just accounts that, you know, maybe they're employed by somebody to rack up the advertising costs.
Have you gone into any unique stores, like any small...
Reached out to some coffee shops.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have to do. You know, if I can get into those. But even then, that's, like, small time, because, like... If I get a bunch of eyeballs online, then we're talking a lot more traffic than what perhaps a coffee shop would get. Because, like, I can do an ad for $10 and reach, like, 3,000 people, which isn't the easiest thing to do if it's in a coffee shop. But, it's, again, that physical product. Because I had a goal of not having a physical product where, you know, like, it would be online that they bought, like, they buy it. And apparel has changed so that now more and more people are buying online. Like, that's a huge thing.
You know, that is a big thing.
E-commerce online for apparel has grown so...
What about Amazon?
Amazon is huge. They're kind of a challenging one. They don't give you the kind of control that you want. It's another avenue to
put on. Have you tried that one yet?
There's an Amazon seller account that I would need. And then, I have to look at that one. It's an option. I kind of wanted it.
You don't sound too convincing.
No, I've seen other people struggle on Amazon because the return policies aren't the best, and then Amazon takes a huge cut to the point where you're not... Because I'm already paying the manufacturer, so now I have to pay Amazon. And Amazon still doesn't do, like, any of the marketing. You still have to spend money to get your... Because there's, like, 20,000 other stores on there selling maybe just t-shirts. So then you're trying to, like, compete with them. Not to mention the fact you're already paying somebody else, the dropshipper. So you're going to pay Amazon and the dropshipper. It's like having two companies doing the whole...
So are you sticking... which is interesting. Are you sticking with one main design?
Like,
or are you changing everything? Like, you know, you come up with an idea, you post on your website.
It's interesting because if I look at apparel brands, like ones that are established, they've chosen one design and they've locked it in and they're building that brand. Whereas I've chosen to do different designs. I've got like 50 different designs on there.
Do you think you have too many designs?
Possibly.
Yeah,
too many
SKUs.
Because if I were to take all of those, cut it down to maybe like...
Stick with 10.
Like one logo.
Yeah.
Here's my logo. And then just push that out. Then I have to actually craft a proper story around that. See, that's the challenge. Then you have to tell people, hey, here's my story. So then you have to say, here's my logo and here's why you should be interested in it. Like, people have to get engaged with that.
I'm looking at you. You're wearing a bench, right? Why did you buy that?
That was a long time ago. because it fit well. Actually, it was a Christmas gift. Because it was like in a retail shop, and chances are it was something that stood out, like the additional zipper.
Yeah.
It's probably that unique. It's the unique design, really. It's the unique design of the apparel
itself. So do you really use that zipper?
No. This is totally pointless, but it's cool. It all comes down to the unique thing. See, that's why I thought, okay, I've got like unique designs, so then, you know, that would be something that somebody out there would be like, oh yeah, that's really interesting. No different from you and the pineapple. Oh, that's really cool.
The pineapple's gonna go.
A lot of people
are talking about the pineapple. No, seriously.
I mean, it's a cute thing, but then it's like, is that your brand is creating different designs, or are you going to lock in a brand? Like, you can do the whole yellow thing.
Yeah.
That's the brand, so every shirt has yellow, and then you can own that kind of essence. That's probably the approach that I've gone towards, because, like, my logo is showing up as yellow on a lot of the different clothing.
That stands out.
Yeah.
Because when I'm on Instagram... You're right. I see yellow. I go, oh, there's Trevor.
Yeah. So you don't even have to see my product. You just can see the yellow and you already know.
Yeah.
See, that's powerful branding right there. And that takes a while. But if you lock in the color and the scheme, then it's automatic.
And
although you get a lot of people angry. It's like, oh, why are you posting so much? I only post once a day, though, and that's apparently not enough. You can post, like, 4 times, ideally. And build it out that way.
How come people don't like that many posting?
It's because they don't have enough people that they're following.
Oh.
Like, for instance, okay, you're following me, but you have to follow like 100 other people in order for me to stop coming up. Because if you just follow me, that means I'm always going to show up.
Oh,
that's why.
See.
Like, for instance, I follow...
That's
like,
why I have so many of you, because I don't have any...
Because if we go on your Instagram, we can take a look at it.
I got pictures of pigs on here. See?
And you go to your profile. See, you're only following 7 people. So that would explain why you're getting. I'm probably posting way more than everyone else. It's because you're only following 7 people. If you start following, like, more people, then I won't show up.
I'm not sure how to follow people. I love the Snoopy. The Snoopy's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
That's awesome.
That would explain why you're seeing more, though.
But you know what? I like it, though.
It's a lot of designs, but I'm trying to create a following. And the whole cause around it. The thing is, cause marketing is interesting. So the mental health is great, but it's also a piece that I don't know if I should even be marketing. I should be marketing more the product itself. And then, okay, I'll donate the 10%. I don't have to, like, talk about it as the main piece.
Yeah.
I guess people look at that and they say, oh, so I'm paying you 10% more because you're giving away 10%. I mean, for me, that's not really the case. I'm setting it fairly. The price is fair, considering it's US-made products.
Yeah.
The price is fair. It's $24 for a t-shirt, which, if I go into retail stores, it's $35 for a t-shirt. So that's, like, a reasonable price. I'm not charging additional just because I'm giving away to charity. It's more of a cost that I'm kind of absorbing. My margins are already pretty low. So.
Jesus.
I don't.
Oh my goodness.
And that's actually the challenge with clothing. If you're gonna get into apparel, margins are challenging.
No.
Yeah, you wanna price it right. And you don't want to be a low cost, because then you're already going to lose to Walmart. So you want to be, like, the mid-range to high cost. Ideally, if you get that, like, luxury brand style, and you're selling, like, it's a tough sell, but if you did manage to sell in the luxury market, well, that's a lucrative area.
So how do you get into that?
Well, I'd have to create a brand new line of clothing designed specifically for luxury buyers. Right now, that's not my brand. My brand is, like, the low to mid-range. It's really mid-range, I would say. $24 American for a shirt, it's mid-range. Sort of lower mid-range. Because honestly, there's t-shirts, you can spend $50 for a t-shirt easily.
Yeah.
And that's still not that
And these
high.
Are, I like the custom logos. You got some great ideas. I just
there's
love
custom,
it.
There's custom stuff. I mean, it's all customized. But then somebody's actually got to be like, wow, I want that. Now the thing is, how you build a following, though, is you lock in maybe one design, and you have, like, many different versions.
What's your favorite design right now? The pineapple.
Well, the pineapple seems to be sticking. I like it. It's unique.
That's my favorite. What's
I
your
like,
favorite?
Well, I like the fact that, like, if my logo is on the design, that's probably my favorite. When I'm, like, so, like, people don't look at that and say, wow, that's exciting. Because it doesn't really quite resonate with them, but, you know, Calvin Klein's name on a shirt.
I know.
Didn't resonate with anyone in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then everyone's now buying a very basic Calvin Klein.
Yeah, they just want the name to be shown.
Just want the name.
So what it's going to feel like one day, you're walking down the street, downtown Vancouver, and you see someone walking with a Cars.
Yeah, that would be that would be pretty cool.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to stop them and say, where'd you get that?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get your autograph because you're wearing my shirt?
See, I know, right? See, that's where you take, like, the logo and you throw it on, like, a pineapple design. And you go with, like, a yellow shirt and then you throw Cars clothing at least somewhere.
Yeah.
So that it's identifiable.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the designs, they're not cohesive. I think a lot of the designs are, like, all different. And it's based on feedback. I'm taking feedback from the fans, and then I'm designing based on
I like how you call it the fans.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. You don't hear people call clients fans.
Yeah. They're, like...
They're cheering you on.
They're my following.
They're happy.
Yeah. They're... You have to treat them like they're the people that could potentially buy from you, and they could buy a lot from you. So you want to treat them like they're your fans, and you want to nurture them, make sure that they're happy, and they're getting what they want.
Yeah.
So you almost have to, like, educate them. So, like, even though, like, I'm going through the whole struggles and stuff, The fact that I'm creating content, I'm creating awareness. Like,
so what's your main focus right now? Is drawing more business to your Instagram, or is it to draw out more designs, or do you just lay in bed and think, oh my god, I just came up with something, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're putting it together?
It's pretty much driving traffic to the site, but that's the way I do that is through Instagram, because I have like shop now at cars.co, so then that translates into the traffic there.
Do you think you're going to go into a different color other than yellow?
No.
No, you're going to stick with yellow.
I have to own the yellow.
Own the yellow.
I have to stay on that path, because if I sway into something
else, it's going to confuse your fans.
Yeah. It would confuse it.
Hmm.
So it is, it's interesting, but regardless, I'll learn a lot from it, and then hopefully I can pass the knowledge off to others.
Well, it's a good start.
Yeah.
Your first recording.
I've already got like 10 or 11, but...
Is it?
Yeah,
with
I've already...
anybody else?
No, not... You're actually the first one. You're the first one on here, other than myself. Because I got myself, like, talking about how to launch your apparel brand within 1 week.
Yeah, you went really quick with that.
Yeah.
Because I remember you working for A&A, and you just kind of showed up and said, you know, this is what I'm doing. I think we were all on shock going, wow. But you know what? It caused a frenzy, too, because everybody wanted to get something.
Yeah.
And knowing that you could build it and customize something,
yeah,
that was really cool.
It's true. Yeah. No, it's different.
And you had a lot of support from people.
Yeah.
As well.
Definitely. No, it was overwhelming.
You had some really good fans.
That's the thing. I had to look at the fans.
You need to go back into a company and say, okay, who wants to be my fan? I'll make anything you want.
Go back into a major company. Go around and be like, hey guys, here's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then leave.
Who wants a shirt? Give me your ideas.
Yeah.
But you know, the high school kids are probably like that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, like, even though I'm, you know, pushing the t-shirts, I'm thinking there's a personal brand, like my name's attached to it, but then there's me, and I need to sell my experience. I need to help others going through maybe similar things that I go through. So then I'm thinking, yeah, high school would be interesting. I'm thinking potentially that I should be doing speaking engagements at
That'd be good.
High schools.
Yeah.
Because that ties in the whole mental health thing. I've got a story to tell them, and then I can also help them and coach them to launch these kinds of businesses. I'm going through it, and even though I'm struggling, like, a high schooler should be doing this kind of thing right now. Like, they should not be just going to school.
That's, if you got an idea, use
not good
it.
Enough. Yeah. And that's the thing, is dealt with a few kids that aren't doing anything because they're not sure how to get started. I'm like,
that's the thing.
Wait. Like,
got an idea?
Google, hello. Like, you can find out what you need to do to launch fairly easily. Because I launched the clothing business in a week. Like,
I know.
How long would it have taken you to do the pierogies back? Like, how long did it take you to launch the pierogies a while ago?
You know what? It was a word of mouth.
But it probably took a while.
It took a long time.
Long ass time.
No sleep. My family didn't get dinner.
There's no dinner on the table.
There was no dinner.
Well, nowadays, you pretty much have dinner and, you know, you have your business running while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy.
Yeah.
So kids should be getting in on this instead of playing video games or watching TV.
Oh, yeah. They're full of ideas.
Because they're on, like, Snapchat and Instagram. They're posting
They're already doing
photos
marketing.
Of their...
They're already doing marketing. They're already... Yeah. They just gotta get the idea and learn how to.
They're not fine tuned onto what it is they're trying to sell. That's what they have to do.
I got another text.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Probably my husband saying, "What's for dinner?" Oh, it's my cousin. Whoa, that's a big one. She just gave me an order of pierogies.
Well, there you go. See,
yeah.
This is what I mean. Text message ordering. This is what we want.
Yeah.
So I should be able to order pierogies by text. Veronica.
Totally.
I want this. And then it just comes to me by my...
That's awesome. And you want some good... Wow.
So you're locked. You're locked and loaded. You got pierogi sales.
Yeah. Huh. Pretty cool.
Never ends for you.
Busy time. I think Dorothy wants me to bring her the backpack too for Iceland.
Nice. You should be able to retire with the pierogi. Well, you need to mentor somebody. Somebody who can take over any of the stuff that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing.
Well, training or the staff is so important.
Yeah.
Right? Getting them involved is so important.
Can you train somebody to train the staff? Or is it always, does it always have to be you?
There's certain things that I have to be there for. You know, like making the dough, that's my grandmother's recipe. There's only myself and one other person that knows the recipe, and I'm not about to share it with anybody.
Interesting.
Right, because to me that's important. That's what makes it unique.
Yeah.
You can put anything in a pierogi, but you got to make it taste good.
Yeah.
Right, so there's a lot of testing. So a lot of things that we decide to make a different type of pierogi, we go through a lot of taste testing.
Yeah.
Right? Make sure everyone likes it, then we have to recreate, which is a challenge too, because half the time we forget how much we put into it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have to admit, I've learned so much about potatoes in 10 years. Potatoes are an interesting vegetable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be sure you use the right potatoes, or else it doesn't work out.
Really?
And same thing with the temperature. If it's too hot, your flour sucks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you have to have the right temperature for your flour. I'm serious.
Oh, no.
You know, we've made a lot of mistakes and learned a lot. And we also talk to other businesses that are a little bigger than us. And we always ask them, what is your mistakes?
Yeah.
What have you done that you feel that you can help us? So we don't make the same mistakes, and we share that. It's, you know, it could be overspending, it could be moving too fast, it could be, you know, you gotta watch your money. You have to watch your money. It's like the shoemaker thing. You build one thing, you sell it, then you can make two things. Don't overextend yourself.
Yeah.
That's one thing a lot of people feel, you know, that could fail them.
Yeah.
And customers, always be good to your customers, because they're your best advertisement, word of mouth. So if you sell a pineapple too, which I've got two now, I tell everybody about it, and I get them pumped.
Nice.
Yeah, and get them to, you know, right now is not the perfect timing for it because it's summertime, we're getting close to it, right? But in the wintertime,
tell them to buy a pineapple t-shirt.
Get a pineapple, get the whole outfit. You know?
Exactly.
You gotta get people pumped.
Yeah.
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 Spread the word.
Take some time, but yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
How do you have the time? Because you're working like full time at ANA and then you do the pierogi shop. Like,
I'm always thinking, I put the hat on when I go to work, and I take the hat off when I leave work and put the hat back on.
So you work in the morning before you come to ANA, or is it at night?
It's usually in the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have specific days that I have to dedicate to the shop because there's always ongoing training.
Yeah.
Like tonight, I had to train two people.
Yeah.
I like to be involved, right? I really like to be involved. I like to be there with the team.
Yeah.
Even if it means 15, 20 minutes, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
You know, if the... being, you know, the face
is
really important. You know, what's really cool is even though my name's on the window and on the building, we have customers that come in and feel there is no such thing as a Veronica.
Yeah.
But when I'm in the shop and I hear that, and then the staff are like, hey, you know, she's in the back. You wanna meet her? So they'll call me up front, and usually it's, you know, kids or grandmothers, and they're so excited because it brings them back to their tradition.
Mm.
So it's really quite exciting. Quite like it.
interesting.
I really do. I always spend the time with the customers, find out how they find out about us. You know, what's their favorite pierogi? You know, what's their background? I like to get involved that way. I do. Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
I could
talk about it forever.
Yeah.
I don't like being taped either, but I'm getting used to it. I need more practice.
This is actually amazing. I'm pretending it's not even there.
I can't help it. I keep looking at it.
Yeah? It's just my phone.
I know.
It's like your phone.
I know.
I'm actually recording. I'm just kidding. That's not... This is like... It's one of those things. It's like another content piece. Because you kind of think about it. It's like whenever you have a conversation with somebody, there's like an opportunity to maybe create some sort of content out of it.
Yeah.
Now I look at like everything that I'm doing as like a way to create content.
So maybe once a month do a meeting where you find out where your challenges are and what worked for you.
Yeah.
Right? What's worked for you so far?
Yeah. The in-person seems to have worked. The people that know me have bought the product, right? So you have to like build this credibility. Because actually, after leaving ANA, only the people that have known me have continued to buy.
So that's the key.
Somebody that doesn't know me.
And that's how things work. It starts with the word of mouth.
But it's almost like, I know I need to maybe make the design, I have to figure out how to make the design so captivating that people will buy it without knowing me. Where they're like, yes, I need that. Or maybe it's just more traffic to the site, and then you get more conversions out. Because actually, when people go to the site, they're spending on average 5 minutes on the site.
Oh, so you need more than that.
No, 5 minutes is amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, most people do not spend that long on
really?
A website. You'd be lucky to get like 60 seconds out of somebody on a website.
Huh. So it's working then.
5 minutes is nice. It's really nice.
I'm thinking a half an hour. When I go on a site, I'm looking at everything.
Oh, gosh.
I'm making the picture really big, and I'm looking at everything.
Because people will jump on, and then they'll leave pretty quick. Of course, you can get the time up a lot more. If somebody's looking to buy, then they'll likely be on there for 10 minutes, 15. But since there's a lot of people that go on and they leave, right? So that affects it. But I remember... Yeah, to get 60 seconds would be good. Yeah.
So, what's the average for someone to be on a website?
It is like 60 to 90 seconds.
That's it, eh? Yeah. I thought it'd be more than that.
They don't stay on for long.
Huh.
There's a lot of crappy websites out there, though.
Huh.
The good ones will engage for longer. Like, I mean, Amazon, for instance, people are on
there. You could be on there forever.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's always recommending you for something else to buy.
So the numbers are kind of skewed, but obviously the top sites, they're going to have the longer amount. Whoever does the best marketing, obviously, is going to have a longer amount of time. But then there's also other instances that will, maybe you just have a landing page, and you just want people to convert really quick. Then they might not be on your site for long, but they're still bringing in sales somehow. Like for me, I want people to just buy really quickly. So I'm trying to cut all the roadblocks out so they can easily do it. Like PayPal Express. You can just log in and hit submit and they've already ordered it.
How's PayPal working for you?
I like it.
Yeah.
Like it's a solid platform. I think it makes things quick. So if I were to choose, it would be the one. But I just have to get more people checking it out and, yeah, building it out that way. I'm hesitant to, like, spend too much money on advertising because I think you have to engage people. Like, you can get people to naturally check you out without spending a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, you know, getting into retailers, that's a good way. Getting some sort of distribution deal, getting on blogs, get on top blogs, you'll get traffic that way. Then you don't even have to advertise. People are just coming to your site automatically.
Well, I mean, you got a spot on in the newspaper.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And that was free. And people just automatically... That generated more traffic than any ad that I've done.
Huh.
So...
And he had a really good, very simple picture.
Yeah.
You know, the two girls squishing you in the middle like a sandwich. Yeah.
So if I'm looking at it, I'm thinking the free, like the PR moves,
yeah,
would probably prove to be more lucrative. Like if I did like articles on sites, that seems to be more lucrative than the advertising. It appears from what I've been doing. So if I just like own in on that, and I don't know, like target like 1,000, like literally just go after 1,000 blogs and hit up every single one of them, that's my sales pitch, is to just, yeah, totally knock each one and keep bothering them until they say,
yeah,
okay.
Be persistent, don't give in.
That's probably the best way to sell that I can think of compared to advertising, where advertising, I don't have total control on who's liking what, and then that's driving my costs up. And maybe they're not...
How much on average are you spending on advertising, do you think?
Well, I mean, every product I release, I'll spend maybe $10 on it.
Oh, okay.
So it gets expensive,
up.
But, you know, I've seen people build followings without advertising. So, and the way to do that is by posting a lot of content and getting a lot of people to your site. And content can live on your site or it can live somewhere else. For instance, this podcast is going to be on a business section somewhere. So then they might check out, you know, they're interested in business. They'll check it out. Then they'll find out about me just because of this post. Because
yeah.
I'm trying to help people who are also maybe struggling in the same situation. Like giving them really detailed information. Like this is the kind of insightful stuff that doesn't live out there. You normally have to pay a lot of money to understand what people go through. So the fact that it's free, people are not like buying into me as a credible person. This is a good way to show myself out there, because Cars Clothing doesn't really show me. So if I show myself as a business person in another way, then it's a great content piece. So it's pushing out a ton of content. I just published...
I'm so excited for you, Trevor.
I published the 7 Habits.
This is awesome.
I published 7 podcasts today, all on, like, happiness.
So how do I get to your podcast?
I'll share it to you. It's on iTunes.
Is it?
It's Trevor Cars, Cars with 2 S's, Live.
Huh.
It's called Trevor Cars Live.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll share the link with you.
That'd be
but
awesome.
If you've got iTunes, or you probably have Google Play.
You know what? I don't know my password.
You can listen to it on iTunes or Google Play Music.
I don't think I have enough room. I've been taking too many pictures.
Or you can just go to my blog.
I got WhatsApp. I got WhatsApp. That's not going to help me.
Eventually, I'll have to get this stuff on YouTube. Actually,
I want to watch that.
I'm doing a live YouTube broadcast tomorrow at 2.
You?
So that's going to be up on YouTube. I'll have to share that with you.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's like...
You know what? You should share some of this.
Talking with the CEO tomorrow.
Oh, a CEO.
Yeah, CEO. So I'm going to learn about his entrepreneurial background, some of the struggles that maybe he's going through.
How long has he been in business for?
Oh, he's got quite a bit of experience. And actually, I got to do some research. I've just totally owned the research. Like, I grew up being obsessed with David Letterman.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
I'm obsessed with David Letterman.
I think you need to get on the Oprah show.
No. Does she even have a show anymore? I don't think she has a show.
Isn't she?
I think she's retired. She's just kind of raking it in. But, like, David Letterman, I followed him like a hawk. Still watch his stuff. Because it's brilliant how he manages to handle an interview. And he gets the best material out of people. So I'm like, you know, I could probably just do that. Imagine if I just did that.
That'd be fun.
I mean, that's just like, it's a side hobby. Because if I just sell t-shirts all day, I'm going to go nuts.
Yeah.
I'm going to go crazy. So then I figure, well, why not do like a little side project that that could
something
actually,
fun.
Yeah, could generate some interest.
So
in
how'd you
way.
Meet the CEO? I want to know.
I reached out on LinkedIn.
Did you
yeah,
really?
If you want to like just get anywhere with anyone, just... reach out to them online. They're on social media.
And he was
media.
Open to it, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because people love talking about themselves.
I
want
to be part of that.
Really? You are? So you are a part of it now. So I'm going to publish this. I'm going to put your name on it. I'm going to link back to your website. this is like fantastic traffic, and then I'm going to tell you, here's a link, share it, because then people are going to go, they're going to listen to it, they're going to see who you are, and they're going to learn about you, and they're going to be like, this is awesome, I want to like check this out, I want to check out her shop. So this is like fantastic for you, and it's totally free. It's like great advertising for you. Because I mean, getting on radio is great, but if you can get like an hour of content and people are checking that out, that's like, it's huge. And people pay like tons of money to have like broadcast shows. And now I can set up a broadcast show in my bed with a laptop. I'm talking to a CEO tomorrow. He doesn't even know who I am. But he's like, oh, interview. Sure, yeah, I'll do that. Because he's going to talk about himself.
Yeah.
And he wants to.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him some questions about entrepreneurship. And then the fact that it's out there as content for his business, it's nothing but an upside. Like, it's a no-brainer. Like, anyone that says no pretty much is saying no to potential promotion of their business.
I always say yes. Yeah. I believe in saying yes to everything.
I think it's...
It gets me into a lot of trouble.
Especially if the only cost is, like, an hour or two of time, like, it's pretty low for cost because, like, they could reach, like, thousands of other people they wouldn't have reached otherwise. Well, the guy doesn't know. I don't have anybody listening in on any of this stuff. But the thing is...
You gotta start somewhere, Trevor.
The thing is, it gets published, right? So it gets published.
Oh my gosh.
People check it out, and it lives on forever. The live broadcast is published, so he will always live there. So then, you know, 1,000 people might check it out in, like, 6 months. So the return on investment is low at the beginning, but because it's like living on forever, eventually the following will go back, will check it out, and it's nothing but good press when you think about that.
It's a good start.
Yeah, but it's like an hour out of my day to interview somebody, so I'm like, I should be lining up like a person every single day.
I think that's really smart.
Just like line up a person every day, and at the end of the day, I learn a lot. It's like my learning, kind of. Because instead of like reading a book, I can just interview somebody and learn a ton from them.
You have certain questions you would ask?
Yeah, I'd be like talking about their daily routine. Like, what do they do before they go to work?
Kind of like yourself, you know, getting up, do some yoga.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by like what they
do. Keeps them motivated.
And like what they're struggling through. I want to know, like,
I think motivation is probably, especially for people that are sole proprietorships and they're by themselves, is keeping motivated.
Yeah, it's true.
Motivation. And talking to other people.
It is a challenge.
They're not feeling like they're on their own
and
or by themselves.
When you are an entrepreneur and you're running a company yourself, you're feeling lonely.
Yes.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Because the fact is, you have to make the decisions, and there isn't always somebody there to help you out.
Do you feel that way?
Oh, yeah. Like,
do you feel lonely?
Definitely. It's totally lonely at the top. It is so
true, isn't it?
You know what? You have to get
there. I don't like
sitting
in an office.
No?
No one comes and visits you. It's so true.
What do you mean? Sitting in an office, you get tons of people coming.
No way. No one comes in.
Like, I live on the bed or at the dining room table, and nobody comes to visit. I'm literally living inside my head the whole time. But that's okay. It's sort of like, sort of who I am, but I'm trying to get to the top. So I have to...
That's so funny.
I have to, like...
It is lonely on the top.
I have to be lonely, yeah.
You have to merge with other people.
So that's why I reach out to, like, CEOs, I reach out to owners, I just start talking to people. Oh, yeah, just start talking with people.
You're not creeping anybody, are you?
I'm not. Oh, I'm totally creeping them out. I am stalking them.
Jesus.
I am literally, I am analyzing everything that they do.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to talk about it. I'm like, so, you were drinking last night. Tell me about that. Like, because people want to listen to that. They want to hear the same old stuff. Like, oh, so what do you do for, like, I don't know. It's like, no, we already know. So, like, get off, like, get right to the beginning. Okay, we already know this person does this. I just want to know what they really do day to day.
And how they're feeling.
I don't really want to, like, I'll know a lot about the business already, so we won't even talk about the business itself. We'll be talking more about who they are, why they're motivated, like, the person that they are. That's what I'm really interested in. People are interested in that. Because anyone can go and look up the company's name. They can figure out for themselves.
But they don't know the background or the history behind it.
No.
That's what I like. I always like a story.
Yeah.
I do.
The story's good. Yeah, there's the story. But then that individual and, like, why he came up with it and, like, how he came up with it. Like, that's what I want to get to.
Yeah.
And the services that they offer, like, a lot of that, it's already available on the website. But the story, yeah, that is.
The story's big.
That's huge.
Yeah.
But if I do that, I could get a following easily that way, if it's good enough, and people could check me out.
Do you feel you have a story?
There's always a story. Well, I don't have a story. That's why I'm getting other people to give me theirs. Yeah. The thing is, if you ever end up, like, you're struggling, I think it's important to try to help others.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, I just want to, like, try to help others, and if I approach it that way, then I know that I think that's gonna help out.
So what can I do to help you then?
No, I'm supposed to ask you that question. You've already helped. You already bought some clothing. You're already letting me record this.
Yeah.
Which I think is, like, gold.
Is it?
This is, like, gold material. I'm gonna publish it, and then we're gonna, like, share this, and then people are actually gonna listen in.
Okay.
Like, everyone that you know that's following you, they're going to, like, listen in on this. They're going to be like, wow, I'm really fascinated by this. Anyone that likes business, they're going to want to check this out.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So it's, like, great exposure for you. I feel like I'm helping you.
Oh, well, thanks,
and you're
Jeff.
Helping me.
Yeah. What time is it?
I know.
I think my Fitbit is dead.
Oh, no. I probably have to wrap.
Wrap it.
Wrap it up.
Okay. Oh, man.
We'll wrap it up on the recording.
What time is it?
It's 10:15.
Oh my god.
This is what happens when you get into it.
Okay, that was fun.
An hour and a half?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're gonna edit it, right?
No, I'm not gonna edit. I'm gonna take out maybe, like, a first minute where there was, like, dead air, but the rest of it was, like, gold.
Constantly talking.
It's, like, the perfect conversation. See, tomorrow I'm doing a live broadcast. I don't know how that's going to sound because it's, like, two of us on a computer.
Yeah.
It's kind of a test. We'll see. But I'm feeling like I might just start going to people.
I think that a face-to-face is better.
Face-to-face gets you the real conversation. The thing is, like, because these people are in Vancouver, and some of them are, like, worldwide.
Oh,
I'm like, shit, how do I get, like, a ton of... How do I get a ton of recordings from people I want to talk to?
Yeah.
Like, I have to do it by Skype / Google Hangouts. I have to do it that way. I don't have a choice. Because then the commute is just ridiculous.
Yeah, what's the point,
trying to
right?
do it without having to, like, spend a ton of money on, like, gas mileage.
You want to keep
flights
it.
And stuff.
You want to be cheap.
I want to be cheap, but yeah. I want it to be, like, because I mean, I'm being cheap, not because, like, I have to. Like, I don't have to. I can go and spend the money, but I'm trying to be cheap to show people that they can do this, too, without any money.
Yeah.
Because there's people out there who have no money.
Did you have a budget when you started?
I have a budget of, like, $20.
You sound like a foreigner coming to another country.
I have a 20...
I only have $20 in my pocket.
With the clothing.
I need to sell a t-shirt.
With the clothing.
Girls, I don't eat tomorrow.
The clothing
that's
is
gonna,
like,
buy you 4 dozen pierogies if you're lucky.
It's not that I'm, like,
2 days of.
I'm trying to hack it so that people can run a business without spending, like, a ton of money.
Yeah.
The historic logic was you have to spend, like, $20,000 to make your business work. Now, I did a podcast where you can spend $20. And have your business up and running. So, okay, there's the startup cost, which I honestly think you should not have to spend more than, like, $20 to get your business running. But then there's the...
Is that what you started with, $20?
Yeah, $20.
Because, see, there's a story right there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I published the background on that. But yeah, it's so easy to start online. So I'm trying to do it for a reason. It's because I need to make a point that people have no barriers to entry. They can literally get going today. And I feel like there's a lot of excuses out there.
Do you think the Dragon's Den are going to approach you at all?
No, I don't. I don't want them. I don't really want to go in that direction.
Yeah,
like,
I don't either.
Venture capital is really like not the
way
to go.
They take a big chunk.
They take a big chunk, and you pretty much the life is sucked out of you.
Yeah.
So you don't
have
to work.
Control.
You don't have to work even harder for somebody else. And if you're already at that stage where you're getting venture capital, then chances are you can just take it another step further.
Yeah.
And you don't really need that kind of financial help. If you're at that level, if you do it right.
I agree.
Yeah.
Slow and steady.
Yeah.
Don't rush it.
Yeah, you want to scale. You want to scale appropriately. It doesn't just happen overnight. There's very few overnight successes. People have to realize that it is hard work, but they also have to realize that it can be done very easily. They just follow the steps, and then.
And what are the steps?
You don't get caught.
Where do you even start?
Well, you start by getting your website
get
your set
friends
up.
To get, buy.
Get a website set up. It costs nothing. It's less than $20. You can tell people.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Start with your friends.
Yes, yeah, start with your
you
friends.
You don't even have $20. Go to your friends and be like, here's my product.
Yeah.
Buy it.
Yeah. You got to help me out here.
But, like, there's even this thing right now, like the Flip It Challenge.
Oh.
Just watching Gary Vaynerchuk is my guy. He's like my mentor. He's like a marketing guru. He's talking about this Flip It Challenge where you just like look around your house. There's probably like 20.
Oh, yeah. You take a paper clip and you say.
Well, no, there's this thing. It's just if people want to make money, they can literally sell stuff that's in their house. Like, you can probably make like $20,000 just from the stuff that's in your house easily. Because you can do it through Craigslist, eBay,
yeah.
Get that stuff on there. Just people aren't doing that. People are making up excuses for why they're not making money in like business. But you can now set it up fairly easily.
Yeah.
It's so easy. I mean, actually, I was thinking of it. There's probably about $3,000 that I could probably just
You've
sell.
You've got nothing.
There's like nothing, but there's literally like my bed's like probably like $1,000 I could sell that for.
No.
There's a bike that I have. It's in the storage.
I'd be interested in the bike.
Yeah, the bike. I mean,
are you still riding your
although
bike?
Although the weather is so like hit and miss, but I'm thinking I need to get back out there. But
yeah, you need to go for a bike ride.
Even then, I'm like, that's $1,000 bike. I probably could have just gone by with a cheaper bike. But
then you can ride your bike and save gas.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, it can justify the cost.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, anyone can start. Go on Facebook, set up a business on your Facebook page. Just do that. That's free.
That is free. Actually, that's a very good start.
Yeah.
Come up with an idea and do that.
You can't even afford the $20 for the website.
You know how
I
started on
it.
Facebook? Is I posted to all my family and friends and said my goal was to get 300 likes on our page.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make it to 300 likes.
You got to 1,000.
No, I got to 30. It didn't go very well at first.
No, and you have to tweak the goals and be like, okay, well, that is.
Yeah, and I had to figure out, how do I get people to like my page? It took a while, but I think we're at 3,400 now.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's all you have to do, though, is you have to think about the how-to. Like, okay, how do I do this? How do I do that?
Yeah.
Keep asking yourself that question and keep answering it.
Yeah. Be persistent.
Yeah.
It took a long time.
A lot of people will be like, I can't figure that out, and they'll stop.
Yeah.
The idea is
you come up with something else.
You figure it out, you get through it. And you might find out, once you've figured it out, you might realize, oh shit, this isn't the right way. I have to pivot.
I like that word pivot.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start using that.
Don't pivot.
You're gonna put that on a shirt, pivot? Actually, that's a kind of a good idea.
Maybe I will pivot. Maybe I have like an L.
That'd be awesome.
P-I-V-O-T.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
There's an idea right there.
Awesome.
I like that.
Throw that one on there.
Yeah.
Boom.
I expect that to see that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to be on it.
Tomorrow.
I got to get up early tomorrow, Trevor.
I have to get up early, too. I have to let you go.
It's like 10:30.
It's 10:22.
I got to take my dog
out. You have a family.
Out. Okay, well, needs to go for a walk. I gotta feed my dog.
We're gonna wrap this up. Okay, I have to conclude though. Do something like any kind of advice that you want to give to people that would potentially be listening to this. Right now, that nobody's listening to this, somebody eventually will listen to this. Is there any kind of advice that you would give?
I would say if you have an idea, use it. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
And talk to your friends and family and get them to back you up. And no matter what anyone says, if it's negative, don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't want to be with those people.
No,
stay with the positive.
Fuck those people.
Yeah. Screw them. I don't normally swear like you do, but no, stay with the positive people. They'll work with your ideas. That's my word of advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
You like that? What's yours?
It's not about me. It's about you.
It's been about you all night.
I feel like it's kind of like being back and forth. It's been really good back and forth exchange.
Oh my god. Okay, I gotta go home and feed my dog.
Okay, we're done. We're totally done. The advice on my end is the same as always. You have to be happy doing what you're doing, and you have to hustle.
You have to hustle,
and you have to work.
If not, pivot.
Hustle. Hustle until you can't anymore, and then maybe you can pivot. Yeah. Okay, we'll wrap it up. All Veronica right. With Veronica's pierogies.
Good night.
Bye.